10 to 8 is the time. It's BBC Surrey. Right, so on the line for us now is Steve Playle from Trading Standards. Now, one of the last times I spoke to him was back in September of 2013, when we had a rather disgusting conversation about people smoking rats droppings in counterfeit cigarettes.
Ugh. It does taste different. We don't get many complaints coming through, but we've picked up a few packets of cigarettes recently, actually. One of the main messages we're trying to get across as well, James, is that, of course, these counterfeit cigarettes are being sold at pocket money prices, which means they're far more attractive to young people.
Well, that was Steve a year and a half ago when they launched a campaign to raise awareness of the damage illegal tobacco can cause. And he's back on the line right now. Steve, good morning.
Hello, James. How you doing?
Yeah, not bad. Now, a new campaign. People aren't still smoking rat droppings, are they?
People are still buying illicit tobacco and smoking it, and we want to hear about it. We're running the campaign again. The clip you just played from back in 2013, that led to some decent intelligence coming through to us. We went out, visited a number of shops in Surrey with one of our fantastic sniffer dogs, and we sniffed out tobacco in all sorts of hidden places, and we ended up on that occasion prosecuting two retailers. It cost them about £2,000 each, so very serious penalties for them. We ran the campaign again about 6 months ago, and I've just seen a couple of reports go across my desk, and there's going to be two further prosecutions. So we really want to keep the pressure up on retailers selling this illicit tobacco, which is why we're asking for more information from the public.
Talk about the new campaign. What's going on?
Same thing as before. We're working very closely with Crime Stoppers. For my sins, I chair Smoke Free Surrey, which is a group of enforcement staff that get together to try and reduce smoking prevalence rates in the county. And all the evidence shows, James, that people that take up smoking from a young age, particularly young people, you know, 15, 16-year-olds, they tend to stick with the habit for life. And, of course, one of the main reasons that people get into tobacco is the cost. And if you're paying £9 for a genuine packet of cigarettes, it's quite a deterrent. But when the counterfeiters are selling it for £3 a packet, it's far more attractive to children, and that's really the main thrust of this campaign.
So the sniffer dog goes in. Where were they hiding the tobacco then?
All sorts of places. A couple of typical cases. Both corner shops selling alcohol, you know, greetings cards, sweets and things like that. But in the greeting card racks with the birthday cards and the happy anniversary cards, if you pulled the racks apart, hidden in there were some concealed sources of cigarettes, actually hidden in sweet boxes. We wouldn't have ever dreamt to look in there, but the sniffer dogs, they're highly trained and they can sniff tobacco from quite a long way away, so they found it there. Another case in an off-license, we found some, there was a plinth that ran around the side of the shop and it was hidden underneath there, so we pulled that away because the dog was indicating there was some tobacco there, and sure enough we found a few £1,000 worth of illicit tobacco there.